This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you the exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. A lot of things going on. And of course, we definitely are here to help you sort it out. That's our job and we're sticking to it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be hearing some things about New California State in the third hour and things at the Oroville Dam. We're going to be talking about that. Probably do a little bit of a tease at the end of this hour, getting you ready for the third hour. Anyway, you can also call in. Our call-in line is 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. There you go, Fiverr. Anyway, what a great service Fiverr is, right? Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio and also with New California State, the New California State Constitutional Convention number 4. Cat. En français, it's cat, isn't it? Un, deux, trois, quatre. All right. I remember my French. I took two years of French, en français. Was it 3 years? I don't know. I took 2 years of Latin. I know that. Man, what a tool that was. Boy, did I got so lucky. I took Latin, and boy, did I have to use it when I became a biologist. Yeah, words have meaning, and Latin words are really important. I used to do these things, prefixes and suffixes. Now, if my biology students are out there listening, you remember those grueling every week quizzes, Latin quizzes, right? Then we get in genetics. Yeah, that was back in the day when people didn't know what genetics was all about. I mean, really, they didn't. Anyway, I'm digressing, going down memory lane. I can do it. It is absolutely A-OK for me to do that, right? It's my radio show. Anyway, so we got a lot of things going on here. We're going to be talking about what is happening with this terrorist thing. This terrorist thing that cropped up yesterday. It came out yesterday afternoon in Los Angeles that there was a big terror plot going on. And you know, listen, there have been a lot of terror plots going on, a lot of things happening in California. But, you know, it's been kind of sleepy out here because of, you know, the suppression by the socialist government that's ensconced in Sacramento. That has been going on for quite some time and getting even more extremist. As you know, California is a great socialist state, such as right up there with Cuba and also Venezuela. Now, Venezuela, as we were talking about before, right now as we are speaking this morning, people are encouraging, like Marco Rubio, encouraging people to get behind Guaido, the president, el presidente of Venezuela, and save the republic. Gosh, the terminology that's being used down there, it's so foreign from what we hear in America in the media. I want to go on to this thing about a democracy, right? We live in a democracy in the United States of America. Really? Well, we do in California. How's that working out for people, huh? California is a democracy. It absolutely is. See, the D in democracy stands for dictatorship. That's what that stands for. Monoparty system. Yeah, and our nation is not that. Our founding fathers, all of our founding documents, none of them contain the word democracy. So why are all these idiots on all the news agencies, oh, you've got the all these people pontificating about the word democracy. Do this for the democracy. It's good for the democracy. Save the democracy. No, we don't want to save the democracy. Are you guys crazy? We want to get rid of it. We want to get rid of it. What we want to try and do with that, of course, is we want to reinforce what we already have, what we have as a God-given right. We have the right to a republic. We are a republic with a republican form of governance. Well, you know, except in California, where it's a dictatorship, you have one part. See, a representative government is what is guaranteed by the Guarantee Clause of the Constitution of the United States. Hello? The first thing in the Guarantee Clause, Article 4, Section 4, is we have a right to a republican form of government. And the president has a responsibility, who has sworn an oath to protect and defend that Constitution and our republican form of government. Now, that's the big question about New California. That's what we're doing in New California, is trying to get back to that republican form of government. So, you know, hey, go ahead and live through your vicarious dreams of a democracy. You just love those dictatorships. That's really what it is, because that's all a democracy is. It's not a representative form of government. Which, by the way, I have to say hats off to all these people down there in Venezuela. We just kind of went through this whole language thing in the last segment. Republic, republic, republic mentioned everywhere in their constitution. Here are the words that popped up. I'm speechless. Usurpation, constitution, republic. What is that word, usurpation? I was telling you, we're going to get to that. Usurpation. Taking power is what it is. It's taking power where you don't have power. This is what governments do. This is what bureaucracies do. They take away power from you, right? They usurp their authority. See, it's kind of like these people out here that are taking the water rights from all the rural areas, because there's no representation anywhere for rural Californians. No, that was all taken away with Reynolds versus Sims. People who live in rural areas are not represented by anybody. I mean, come on. 11 counties in California and one in Senate District number 1 for the state of California, for the state senators. Senate District number 1 has 11 counties in it. Are you kidding me? That is absolutely impossible to manage for one guy, right? I mean, this is the key thing that we need to understand, folks, is that this is a republic. And people in rural areas of the United States do not have any representation. That's why they can come in and steal your rights. That's why they can usurp power. I'm talking about your counties and your local leaders and, of course, the state. The state's coming in now. And what are they doing? They're taking your water rights away. People don't have water rights. They usurp it. They take it because they can, and no one's going to object to it. That's a usurpation. That's exactly what Maduro has done in all these dictatorships and everybody else. Hello? It's very common in democracies to see that. Just take it. You know, I'll give you the classic example where you show it. Just take it. And you hear this kind of joke all the time. We're hanging out in the barnyard, right? And there's three animals, and they're all sitting around going, well, what's for dinner? Let's vote on it. Let's do it democratically. Let's vote on it. Let's vote for what's for dinner. So they vote. It's 2-1 for dinner time. We like this vote. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I fail to mention the animals? There's one herbivore and two carnivores. A lamb and two wolves. Hanging out in the barnyard. Gee, how did that vote work? Two wolves vote to eat the lamb. That's a democracy. Where's the representation for the lamb, right? Where's the representation for rural America, right? It's not there. No, because we live in a democracy in some states. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. We are back. And it's going to be interesting because we are going to have a very, very, very special guest with us at the top of the hour. Jennifer Lawrence is the national spokeswoman for and communications director of the hugely successful Border Wall GoFundMe campaign. We Build the Wall. Jennifer will be with us at the top of the hour. The next hour, and it's 11 o'clock Eastern. National spokesman and communication. Okay, Pope Francis is sending $500,000 to help migrants in Mexico who are trying to reach the United States, according to a report Sunday from Vatican News. Well, so we asked Jennifer to jump on board the crazy train and talk to us a little bit about what the Pope is up to. Donate $500,000 to assist migrants in Mexico. And of course, this is just like an open secret about the Pope and this whole thing that's going on at the border. This is all they're doing down there. We know that. This has been going on. We've been saying this for years. And now all of a sudden they're just out and out donating. And strangely enough, so did somebody else. Gavin Newsom used a whole bunch of California money to help fund these people that we don't have, by the way. I don't know where Newsom's getting all the money. Do you? Nope. He's stealing it. I don't know. Probably. Of course, how's that working out for the Orville Dam? Yeah. Pope Francis, the funds from the Peter Pence collections will be distributed among 27 projects promoted by 16 Mexican dioceses and religious congregations, which requested assistance in continuing to provide food, lodging, and basic necessities to the migrants, the report declares. The article notes that in recent months, thousands of migrants have arrived in Mexico, having traveled more than 4,000 kilometers on foot. And now it's gone worldwide. I don't know if you've heard that. You know, I'm going to try and I heard that this morning on the radio. Well, I mean, our sound system in the studio, which is like multifaceted. It's kind of fascinating to be in here, actually. But I'm a very big discerner of sounds. I'm a multitasker with sounds. I actually am. There's no question about it. You learn that as a school administrator when you're doing supervision for thousands of people at a time. Where's the fight going to break out, you know? Who's drunk up there in the stands? Who's throwing things at the administrator on the field? Come on. Don't do that. Never had anything thrown at me. No. Never did. No. But, you know, it's interesting. You can, when you're dealing with large crowds, you know, stand back and just kind of listen to the sounds. You can, it's pretty discerning. I mean, so anyway, that's the way we do things around here. We got four or five different news outlets that pump in. Man, we pump up the volume, kind of like, duh, duh. You know, the low frequency noise, as they call it. In Oroville, anyway, the harmonics that shake the holy heck out of things up there. On the spillway, we'll talk about that. So anyway, she's going to be with us here on the successful Border Wall GoFundMe campaign. Okay, so anyway, we will build the wall, and $22 million has been raised and counting. Hello, that is pretty cool, actually. So she is going to be with us here on the really big shoe, and I want to make sure I go. Okay, I got to put the placeholder out. That's just part of the business that we're doing. Okay, I'm going to look for this article right now, right in front of your very eyes, about what was going on no campaigning going on, but I do want to watch this whole thing that's been happening with the. Right now, sort of, I guess, a prep for Jennifer to come on the show to talk about the funding for the wall and all that good stuff. This is, I think, a very, very, very big deal, and we're going to get down to the to this story, the story that's out there about situation. What is this thing with the Pope? Kind of Pope Francis tells beauty industry workers to stop gossiping. There you go. Control every little aspect of your life, right? Right. Wrong. No one should be doing that. Just saw something about butt models. What are butt models? What are butt models? They model butts. I get it. It says, Philippines Duterte threatens to dump trash on Canada's beaches following promise of war declaration. What's up with that guy? Duterte, he's kind of a strange fellow. Then we're talking about Filipino, right? All right, so this, I'm sorry, just I got distracted by this one. This came flashing across the screen as on my way to the thing about immigration. But it does have something to do with it because, you know, Duterte has to deal with, are you ready for this? He has to deal with cartels from Mexico and Philippines. Well, gee, what are they doing? So this is an article. It says, this is from Tucker Carlson. I'll deviate on the shining object. We haven't heard from Tucker. It says, Duterte warns Trudeau to take trash back. It says, after a week after he warned Canada to take back garbage it shipped to the Philippines years ago, Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte is threatening to dump the tons of trash on the North American country's beaches. Duterte last Tuesday threatened to declare war against Canada within a week if it failed to remove the garbage that was dumped in Manila. In a speech to Davao City on Sunday, the president gave the Great White North an ultimatum. Really? Oh, no. What is this? This guy, see, this is the guy who handles the drug scene in the Philippines by rounding up those individuals that are threats, right, that are absolute threats to society by selling drugs and so on, like peddling the cartels, marijuana and heroin and opiates and all that stuff. He rounds them up. He puts their names in the paper. They show up with the death squad, and they execute them the next day. That's the way they do business with Duterte. Let's see what I can get with this. We're not going to play the whole clip. Here we go.
Over in Canada, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, may talk a tough game, but is he ready for a war? Yes, it could come to that for years. Trudeau has bolstered his green credentials by taking household garbage from Canada and just shipping it to the Philippines, and then refusing to take it back when it turned out to be not recyclable. The Philippines is getting pretty annoyed by this. President Rodrigo Duterte just told Trudeau that he has 1 week to stop sending garbage to the Philippines, or it's war, literally.
I'll give a warning to Canada maybe next week that they better pull that thing out, or I will set sail. Canada will declare war against them.
Wow.
Okay. This could turn out to be a war, the great garbage war of 2019. How will it end up? Stephen Ledrew is a former president of the Liberal Party of Canada, and he joins us tonight. Mr. Ledrew, thanks very much for coming on.
Jeez, what a freaky guy he is.
So let me just
big red brown glasses.
Justin Trudeau, woke, sensitive Justin Trudeau, is sending garbage to the Philippines. How racist is that?
Racist.
I don't think it's racist at all. I mean, it's out of sight, out of mind. We send we send garbage to Michigan. All the time, we have
again,
for years
racist.
And years.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's racist sent to Michigan. Obviously, somebody in the Philippines said when they were receiving it, we will take this garbage. You're going to pay us to take it. And they're doing so.
Just to clarify, in the United States,
yes.
When we don't like something, we just call it racist. It doesn't have to be actually racist. But that's just so you know how we talk now.
Ah,
so it's
Tucker.
Just that's racist means I don't like it.
Okay, but Tucker, we aren't worried at all about war because we live next to you. I'm certain that President Trump is going to help us out if they declare war on us, and we have an early warning system. It's going to take a long time to get those ships from the Philippines to the West Coast.
I wouldn't be so cocky. Hold on. Now, the Philippines, first of all, has a population. They're actually, the population of military-age men in the Philippines is equal to the entire population of Canada. Canada is 22% French. You know what percent French the Philippines is? Zero.
Okay, we're at Garbage Wars. We'll be back.
Get out! Hell of a cold war.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, so I want to get back into this. I'll tell you. This whole thing about the trash business, and I was kind of ogling this story. What do you do when you ogle a story? Because I got to get it. I'm not real sure about this whole thing. This is a kind of filthy trash war. This is another spinoff article. I think it's from AP. Now we've done a little bit of research on this because this just came across, and I know I got to get into the immigration thing because this is pretty good. And I do have. I'm gonna divide. It's a Canada Philippines trash war. Who would win if Duterte actually followed through with his threat? Okay, all right. We're gonna bite on this story. It says Canada Philippines trash war 5 days ago. What? Where have I been? Duterte. I watch Duterte like a hawk. I mean, this guy's. Listen, he's a dick. He is the quintessential dictator. There's no Republican form of government with this guy. No, and what he does is he's a murderous guy. He doesn't like much. He hated Obama, by the way. Absolutely. Here's one dictator who hated Obama. Right. Rodrigo Duterte. But listen, he takes care of business when it comes to these cartels. He kills them. He just flat out kills them. Just kills them. All right. Now, this is one. Philippines president, this is part of it, quit to quit if shown proof of God. This is the title of the story says Canada Philippines trash war. Who would win if Duterte actually followed through with his threat? Now there's a picture of Duterte. He's coming out. Spiritual debate. This is a random article. What's out? I don't get this. But the picture is Philippines President Duterte to quit if shown proof. It says Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has defied and angered the Catholic Church and Christians worldwide after he said he would quit if someone could prove to him that God exists. Oh, okay. Anyway, so this is what he's done. He has declared war on Canada within a week if he doesn't clean up its act and remove several tons of trash shipped to Manila, which is most likely just garbage. While it is true the two nations have strained ties, Duterte's erratic rants and incendiary remarks have become his calling card. He often prefaces his remarks with, "Mother effer." I didn't know that. It's kind of like, you know, they always talked about Adolf Hitler always farted. And apparently he always farted in public just for effect with people. I don't know if you know that or not. That's just, flautus was his thing. It says, boasting about killing people in his teens and says things like wanting to eat a terrorist liver. That's what it says. All right. Duterte warns of revolutionary government and arrest. It says, on Tuesday, the trash-talking leader demanded Canada come get tons of trash that was wrongly sent to the Philippines in 2013 and 14, and he warned that if Canada doesn't get its ducks in a row, he will declare a war against him. I will not allow this kind of, S-word. Duterte said in a press conference yesterday. Today. No, well, it's yesterday today. There. It's, you know, international time zone. While it's highly unlikely he'll take any sort of drastic measure, if war were to break out, a comparison of military might seems to indicate Canada would crush its competition. According to a 2019 comparison of military power, Canada ranks 21 out of 137 countries, while the Philippines comes in a distant 64th. Okay. Then there's a little side article. Duterte asks why critical ex-police officer is still alive. God. Though the Asian nation dominates in total military personnel, 305,000 compared to Canada's 94,000, Ottawa easily beats Manila in purchasing power and aircraft, 384 to 171. Canada has 54 fighters. I mean, give me a break. Says that Trump has routinely talked trash about Canadians, referring to them as trade cheaters. He's also taken shots at Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, calling him very dishonest and weak. All right? Okay, well, let's cheek it out with Tucker. We're going to get back to the trash-talking Tucker Carlson business, you know? Philippines, Canada take 1 week. Here we go. We got it going on. Here we go.
To the West Coast.
I wouldn't be so cocky. Hold on. Now, the Philippines, has a population. They're actually, the population of military-age men in the Philippines is equal to the entire population of Canada. Canada is 22% French. You know what percent French the Philippines is? Zero.
Zero.
Huge zero. Right? That's a massive advantage. No French people. That's an advantage in war. The obesity rate in Canada is sky high. There's no obesity in the Philippines. Like, they could actually beat you. At that point,
no, they can't.
How would you feel?
We have so many Filipinos in Canada. First of all, he is not going to shoot on his own people. So that's
the
first thing.
This is President Duterte. He executes drug dealers in the streets of Manila himself. So, like,
but they aren't drug dealers in Canada. They're nice people. They come to Canada, and they fit into our society, and they work hard, and they build futures. So it's nothing to do with drug dealers. I think this is a problem that Trudeau is going to say, it wasn't me. It was the earlier government. It was those bad guys who were in power before me. Because, as you know, Tucker, he is under a lot of strain these days. He hasn't been successful.
No.
And he doesn't want another failure.
I got to ask you. I mean, so from our point of view, and our president takes a lot of heat internationally, and some of it he brings on himself, whatever. But Justin Trudeau really is a buffoon. That's our perspective anyway. He seems totally callow and just sort of fraudulent.
But he's a good friend of Jerry Brown.
Is that perception
in Canada? Well, it Gavin is Newsom. Kind of perception, unfortunately. He himself said that his role is largely ceremonial. In fact, he is the most powerful person in the country. But he says it's ceremonial. And in fact, on one of our national news magazines last week, they had a picture of Trudeau, imposter, across it. So that's something that wouldn't have happened in normal times. It all started when he played Mr. Dress-Up and went to India, and the whole world was laughing at him. You remember that.
I remember very well. That's why I was shocked that he would send his garbage to the Philippines, a struggling third world country, needs more Canadian garbage? I mean, it just seemed so insensitive. And that seemed like, I don't know, that seemed like a form of colonialism.
Colonial. There's the word, colonialism. My Canada. So Justin Trudeau is kind of a clown. Yeah, I would say Justin Trudeau. See, you got to put him in the right category. Justin Trudeau, Jerry Brown. Get it? Oh, I'm sorry. And Gavin Newsom. The Three Stooges. I'm serious. And they all have a lot of similarity about themselves. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Anyway, the music's here. So we're going to get into this whole business. I promise we're going to get into the business of, you got it, immigration. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We've got the convention coming up. Fourth Constitutional Convention, four of them, and getting bigger. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see. President's lack of cooperation. Nah, we don't want that one. That's not it. We want why are they not reporting all this stuff all of a sudden? It's like, wait a minute. I get a little suspicious when I don't get the reports I'm supposed to. Leader of militia that detained migrants ordered to remain jailed pending trial. There you go. Surge in polls. That's a broad string. Trump sues to block bank subpoenas. I don't want that one. I'm just running out of options here. Leader expansion for Falun Gong. Heightens tensions with neighbors. Aha. Xi urges youth to love Communist Party. Smear Pete with bogus assault claim. No, we don't do that. I want to get into this whole thing. Because this whole thing about illegal immigration that's going on, we're going to be talking to Jennifer Lawrence. J-Law. She goes by J-Law. And we're going to be talking about the border wall. She's the one who's got millions of dollars already in the GoFundMe thing for, you know, the whole thing going on. And it's a wonderful deal. So heavy snowmelt caused series of California earthquakes. Shocking. Heavy snowmelt. Mammoth Lakes area. Wow, that's something else. We might look into that in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we want to talk about this whole thing that's going on with, if I can get to the right place to do it here, and that is the border. The border. In immigration, sorry about this little thing. You know, you got to listen at the text here. So what we're getting right now is a large swelling of border issues going on. Department of Immigration and Border Protection, we got stories on that. And immigration action, border immigration. U.S. has hit breaking point at border amid immigration. El Paso, Texas. This ought to get it for you. This is the Washington Post. Don't want that one. Don't want that one. We have now reached the breaking point at the border amid immigration surge, Customs and Border Protection Chief says. Really? I would say that's absolutely correct. And now we've got people that are funding, by way of the Pope, these illegal foreign nationals that are coming across the border. But it's kind of slick the way the Pope's doing it. $500,000 being from funds from the Vatican going to these illegal foreign nationals that are invading the United States of America. I don't know about you. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with that. But then we also have Gavin Newsom doing the same thing. What in the world is up with that, right? What is up with Gavin Newsom doing that? Well, it's real simple. They want to help these illegal foreign nationals get into California in particular with the Gavin Newsom side, but especially with the Pope wanting to saturate this whole, which, is, by the way, it's been the Pope who's been in the papacy, if you will, and the Jesuits and so on, that have been fostering this whole thing all along. And people have been saying, oh, you're wrong, Paul. Well, wrong. The evidence is here, and they're now forking over $500 million at a pop for all these people, which is, again, part of the grander scale of what's going on with the trafficking in human flesh and slavery, as we've been talking about. That's all this is. It's right in front of our faces, and we're doing nothing about it. That's a problem. But now we have the Pope involved. Now we have Gavin Newsom. And, you know, Newsom funds the illegal foreign nationals, right? He funds these guys. What is up with that? Well, I'll tell you what's up with it, guys. He wants the voters, right? This is just recently. How is California responding to migrant crisis at the southern border? This was in April 8th. Okay? This is just April 8th. Welcome, Matt. Has California responded to influx? Okay. It says, when Governor Newsom announced this week's trip to El Salvador, let's understand what's happening, he told an audience in Los Angeles late last month, and let's see if we can help. This is, remember, he took that little trip down there to El Salvador to meet up, right? Money for migrants. Since taking office, Governor Newsom has signed a bill to spend $5 million to fund nonprofits that provide emergency services for asylum seekers. His proposed budget includes another $20 million. Much of the funding will go for short-term shelters operated by the Jewish Family Service of San Diego, set up earlier this year to provide temporary accommodations for migrants released. That's, of course, a big moneymaker for people, right? This Jewish Family Services of San Diego is making bank. Those who operate the shelter in downtown San Diego, which offers health screening, logistical help, and rudimentary legal assistance to migrants, estimate they will serve roughly 12,000 people. The increase in financial aid is welcome news to immigration rights organizers such as Norma Chavez Peterson, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union. It just goes to show what you can do when you have a state that's willing to respond, willing to innovate, to be innovative, and willing to take some responsibility. So when you're fighting this situation, it says status blind Medi-Cal. The governor is hoping to change that. His budget. This is a whole other thing that's going on to help these illegal immigrants. California, who has no money, by the way, is doing this. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back. Governor Newsom, this is April 10th. April 10th, immigration relief, press release. Governor Newsom spent the past 72 hours in El Salvador examining the conditions leading tens of thousands of families to flee their homes in Central America. And then throughout his visit, the governor discussed regional challenges and economic opportunities with officials, including President of El Salvador, Presidente Salvador Sanchez Cerón, President-elect Nayib Bukele, and U.S. Ambassador to El Salvador, Jean Mains. He spoke directly to individuals impacted by gender violence, impunity, and poverty, from women to children, to youth seeking 21st-century job skills as a way to bypass gang involvement. Reading about the humanitarian challenges in Central America is vastly different than seeing them firsthand, said Governor Newsom. These past few days, I heard horrific stories from women being imprisoned for miscarriages to kids being killed for walking down the wrong street on their way to class. Sounds like South Central to me. But you don't see Gavin Newsom jumping out there trying to protect anybody in California, huh? No. Only unless you are a criminal who wants to harm American citizens living in the state of California. He's sworn to protect them, I guess. You know, it's kind of an interesting thing. He took an oath of office, right? Just a godless oath of office. Of course, that has no meaning to him. And is he going to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States? Doubtful. Obviously, he's not. While the Trump administration abdicates its responsibility, the region of California punches above its weight class, added Newsom. We will be part of a multilateral solution. In response, the governor's announced action to bolster immigration relief through family reunification services and holistic legal representation for immigrants and asylum seekers in California. The governor also announced his support for H.R. 6, the Dream and Promise Act, which provides the opportunity for permanent status and a pathway for citizenship for dreamers. Nice. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're just kind of on a roll right now. But coming up next, we're going to be talking to somebody who's doing something about the wall. Jay Lawrence, yep. So anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.